Let's bring in our man Sal Palantonio, ESPN reporter. Does a great job covering all sports, but especially football in that city because he's a native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He joins in Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. Sal, you've had a chance to see Carson Wentz probably a little bit more than you wanted to. What has been his problem this year?
Well, I mean, you have to start with the fact that you had the 10th different iteration at offensive line. And he got battered and bruised and beat up, and he was under siege and under duress the entire football game. And it was just horrible to see. Freddie, I mean, this is a young man who has withstood all the pressure and the punishment and stood in there, hasn't blamed a single person, hasn't pointed a single finger at anybody else on the team. He's been a great leader. And I think it starts with that. I think then you have to look at his questionable decisions throughout the season. When you throw four interceptions in the end zone, one of them tonight, and that leads the NFL, and you lead the league in turnovers, you definitely have to say, okay, what is the problem with Carson Wentz? He's not accurate. As Brian Griese described during the broadcast, his trajectory on the deep ball is way, way off. And I was shocked when Brian Griese said in the fourth quarter that if I were Doug Peterson, one of the first things that I would work on in practice with Carson Wentz is his trajectory on throwing the ball down the football field. Now, for a $130 million quarterback, you would think we're way past that, right? I mean, it's not something that you should be working on with a guy in his fifth season, but everything is off. He underthrew Dallas Goedert. They did get a pass interference. He was just inaccurate and under duress. And I got to tell you, I disagree with the guys. I disagree with Lewis Riddick. I disagree with Brian Griese. I think it's time for him to hit the reset button. I've said it all week long. I think it's time for him to sit a week and for Jalen Hurts to play and for him to catch his breath. They benched Donovan McNabb. I was there in 2008. I remember it very, very well, and I remember what Andy Reid said to me in the press conference after the game when I asked him about it. He said, sometimes you have to take an inch back to go ahead a mile.
Sal, I could not agree with you more. I said the exact same thing earlier, but you're so much closer to that situation. And I said, look, if I'm Doug Peterson, I'm telling him, you're still my starter. You just need to take a step back. Breathe, exhale, relax, watch, and then let's get back to it. But would you put him back in even if Jalen Hurts played well?
Well, I mean, that's just difficult to say. You know, you just don't know how the team is going to respond if Jalen Hurts goes out there. But, you know, another part of this, too, Fitz, is all the sound and fury we heard leading up to this game signifying nothing, not to quote Billy Shakespeare or anything. But, geez, we heard about Jalen Hurts taking extra snaps with the first team without Carson Wentz on the field, and he's on the field for three snaps, one of them nullified by a penalty. I mean, come on. That's not a plan. He goes out there, and he's out there for one play, and I believe he completed a pass, and then they took him right off the field. That's not a plan. That's a mistake.
Sal Palantonio, ESPN reporter. We could not disagree with him at all on this one. Joining us on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. You put that out there. Ian put that out there even when the show got started. But what is the likelihood that Doug Peterson will actually do what you guys believe he should do regarding giving Carson Wentz a break and having Jalen Hurts start next week for Philadelphia?
Yeah, see, I think it's a little late. Like, it's getting really late to do it, right? It's going to be hard now for this to happen. But I think it still has to happen. I mean, you're going to go into Green Bay, and then you got New Orleans coming in and then Arizona. And you look at the schedule remaining in the NFC East, and the Eagles have a really rough road in order to get to six games. But they can get to six. If they win one of these next, if they steal one of these next three, and then win their final two against Dallas and the Washington football team, then they can get to six. Because the Giants without Daniel Jones are not the same team. And Washington's schedule is even worse, Freddie. It's even tougher.